What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another edition of the Rolling Up Show. Wrap it up, fellas. We're back. Come on, D-Man. We are back. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, one of our biggest episodes yet, which means that
yes,
I might just need to get married just so we can keep getting wedding recaps.
Said Bob's got to go to the altar. Or I got to renew my vows, one or the other.
I mean, what a boomer of an episode that was. But most importantly, fellas, we're back. You see the pigskin of Mikey V's
Dude,
hand.
Let me tell you something. This is the official football of the NFL. This thing, I got to tell you, I have a newfound respect. I don't think I've held an official game ball in quite some time. What these guys do with this, this is insane. This thing is actually insane. Like, it is.
What do you mean? It's insane.
Yeah, just, what do you mean?
It's just a football.
But it's the official NFL. It's the real, like, on-field football. It's just gigantic. It's gigantic. So much bigger than you actually realize until you hold it. And I'm thinking about, like, guys catching this with one hand in the rain. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. A newfound appreciation since I got
the. Well, the gloves that these guys have now, they're like, stick them.
Oh, so you can make those catches routinely is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it definitely sounds helps. A little like it. It's not like 20 years ago when they didn't have like golf, like the gloves that they have now. Michael,
the equipment now is wild.
That's what I'm saying.
But still,
Terrell Owens like, wasn't using, you know, receiver gloves like they got now.
Love T.O. Big T.O. guy.
What did Mikey say with Joey D and T.O. that Joey D is the Terrell Owens of YouTube golf, or
that's ridiculous.
I didn't say it. I'm saying that's what Mikey had made the that's what Mikey is.
No, I don't even remember saying that. This I'm could be asking, another Bob.
I get
banged all the time on these comparisons. We were just at the Aloha and we did this thing where
wait, calm down.
I finish what I'm gonna
say? No, but in fairness, when you say we were just at the Aloha, we could have new listeners that don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So
Aloha is an annual tournament that I do with three of my other friends. We do it once a year. It's a tournament, we call it Aloha. No, I didn't. I lost on the last hole again.
Oh, my God. I thought you were winning, D-Man.
I was winning from start to finish. The second year in a row, I collapsed on the last hole with a one-stroke lead and lost on the last hole of four rounds to Warren.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
It's a back-to-back.
Warren's a dog, man.
He is a dog.
Congratulations. Big old fella.
But anyways, what I was going to say is we were doing this thing at one point. We're comparing each other. Like, if we were golfers, who would we be? So, like, we're saying this guy's this guy's that. It gets to my turn. Brian's like, Bearsall's like, oh, yeah, if you were a golfer, you'd be Patrick Reed. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? That's the biggest slime ball out there. And it's now, so I got Patrick Reed and T.O. now. That's great.
And Bruce Buffer.
But
I am Bruce Buffer. No, I am not Bruce. You know, I could be further from Bruce Buffer.
By the way, I'm full disclosure. We cut some of the Bruce Buffer thing a week or two ago out of respect to the UFC. I thought it was a heads up play from the ticket that the initiative to cut some of the Bruce stuff to protect.
Protect what?
Well, we
protect
have a strong.
We got to protect the plug.
Protect that plug heavy, man. Protect that plug heavy.
Well, we promote and we defend and we promote the UFC at all costs.
I got a text from Dana that I'm going to be getting a text this week to see how many tickets I have for the Sphere.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see. Wow. I'm going to ask for as many as I can.
I tell you what, that's a hierarchy. That totem pole's got a serious hierarchy. Who's going to get selected for that list?
Mikey, even the seats that we had in Newark were amazing, but you could see there's levels to that shit.
I'm going to be honest, bro. I thought that the seats in Newark, I would have rather sat where we sat.
I agree.
As on the floor, because you were on the first level off the floor, and you had all the access to the floor. What?
Michael, if you sit cage side, it's the best seats you can get in the house.
I disagree. I disagree. Unless you're a first
round. Have you sat cage side?
Joe, listen.
I'm saying it's a different experience when there's blood splatting. It's like it's splattering on.
I caught a guy's fucking mouth guard. I caught a fighter's mouth guard. There was four rows of chairs in front of us. We were on like a perch. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of being like a Caesar at the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah, that is
sitting on the perch watching all of the fighters. That's what it reminded me of.
It's like the scene out of Gladiator when
the thumbs up or the thumbs down. I'm just saying it had all the perks of the floor seats without having to sit on the same level behind someone's head. You were literally on a perfect perch. I thought the seats were as ideal as they could be, considering that you had all the access that the floor seats had, but you were seated like a little perch above. Now, that being said, if you're cage side first row on top of the cage where Dana sits and Trump sits, that's a little bit of a different story.
But even the third row, we were right behind Joe Burrow and Nick Bosa and fucking Logan Paul.
I remember after Nick Bosa
and Mr. Beast.
After
me. Yeah, I'm just talking about for view purposes, not like who you're
saying
with.
It's a cool experience, Mike.
Listen.
Do you remember after Nick Bosa, and to me, this just like makes all the sense in the world. Nick Bosa in one of the, you know, in between the fights, like it's fun. People go to the back, people like, it's such an experience. Bosa goes across and he gets to meet Trump, and he's so happy that he met Trump that he like hits high fives with Burrow, and he's like, doesn't that make all the sense?
Nick Bosa is like the biggest, like he gets trolled the most, I feel like, online for his Trump support. Like he gets massacred. Yeah,
he's a big guy. Holy shit. Yeah,
he's a monster. His dad played in the league too for the Dolphins.
I know he's big, but when you see him like in person like that, it's like holy shit.
Dude, him and his brother are like genetic, they look like gorillas. It's like insane.
They're like the Watt family kind of, right? Like the father played in the league, then you have the brothers that are almost studs. That's what it kind of reminds me.
Which is wild. That's actually a great comparison. I never even really, I guess because I didn't even know that Watt's dad played in the league. I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know JJ Watt's dad played.
I'm pretty sure he did. I hope I'm right.
I know for a fact that Bosa's dad played for the Dolphins, but I don't know.
Better fact check.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I would believe it. I mean, look at the stock. Look at those two kids. They're fucking, again, two gorillas, literally.
You want to talk about an all-time baseball family, and one of the brother asked me to come on the podcast, and I couldn't say no. I got a message from Brett Boone if I'd like to come on the Brett Boone podcast. I'm going to go on there and defend Aaron is what I'm going to do, whether he wants to talk about Aaron or not. That's what
I'm
going to do.
Good win for the Yankees last night. Nice little W last night.
Well, they bounced back after you guys declared the season was over.
Well, we're recording on Saturday, just FYI. So if someone's like, they didn't win last night, I know that's going to be in the comments.
But they're firmly back now.
Yeah, you know what Jet said to me the other day? He's like, you and Mikey are the worst. He's like, because like if you talk to you guys or like any Yankee fans, like he asked, he's like, the way this all started, he's like, how are the Yankees doing? I was like, well, they're two up for the division lead at the time. And he's like, you guys are the worst. Like from hearing you guys talk, you would think that they're five games back.
Yeah, no, he's not wrong.
He's like, Mikey ruled the season over like five times. I was like, well, yeah, that's what we do.
Because here's my thing about the Yankees is like, as much as they'll win games and as much as their record says, like, they have like the 27th worst record in baseball when they play teams under 500. They just play down like the teams that they should smack around. They have now their team against teams 500 or better. They're the best in Major League Baseball, best record. My whole thing is that
the Packers used to do that for years.
Is this just going to be same old story? Like every year they'll make the playoffs and just get bounced in the first or second round. That's what it feels like to me. That's what it feels like. Again, it feels like a year.
You can't say that, Michael. You're going to manifest positivity.
It's every season, dude. It's like the same story every year. Great record, individual performances, historical, off the charts, Soto, Judge, all of this. You get to the playoffs, and it's like all of a sudden nobody's hitting with runners in scoring position. Nobody. And they strand more guys in scoring position. It's sick. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I want them to win, but it's hard.
Yo. Joe, I did not know, because I back to the Aloha just really quickly. With somebody did a side by side when we were at the Creator Classic of Cutsy. Cutsy posted the Aloha trophy. I think it was Perez. Perez handed me the phone. He's like, dude, look at the size of their trophy for the Aloha. Yo, this thing is carved like. See? It is.
Hold on, I'll show you.
It's President, nice he's like, you would never know that only four people are playing in this thing. He's like, look at this trophy. And then he compared it to Lu Kuan holding up the Creator Classic trophy.
It's got engravements of all the winners. You see the side here? It's got all the engravements of the winners of every year.
Damn, yeah. Man, I had no
idea. I blew up.
I thought you won.
Yeah, no, right. I'm gonna put up everything today because I got back late yesterday and I didn't have a chance to post everything. But yeah, dude, it's the second year in a row. I had a one-stroke lead going into the 18th hole, and I literally had been winning from start to finish. I birdied the first hole of the tournament, and from then on, I was winning the whole time. I am mentally one of the weakest, like when it comes to like any kind of competitive nature stuff. Mentally, I just kept saying, I don't like
that kind of talk. I'm
just saying, Michael,
believe that.
Two years back to back.
I don't believe that, Joe.
I imploded. I imploded on the 18th hole, on the last hole.
Is there footage? Did you go double bogey?
I did. I lost the ball. I was up one stroke. So if I would have bogeyed more and parred the last hole, it would have gone to a playoff. I double bogeyed. I lost a ball. I duffed one off the tee box, and then I proceeded to lose one. I have all the footage. Everything is filmed. I'm going to put everything out there.
So
and
you have the footage of you blowing up?
I didn't blow up. I was devastated. I didn't really blow up. I was just like in shock. Now, I posted a video of me yesterday on my story of me like blowing up because I had a terrible round yesterday, which let everyone back in the field, but... It is what it is, man. Mentally, I got to maybe that mental coach that Wyndham had. Maybe I need to go see her.
Dude, you don't need a charge.
Bob, she transformed.
I don't think that. I've seen you.
You see that, Bob? You won the U.S. Open.
No, you're a YouTube golfer. You're not playing in the fucking U.S. Open.
I understand that.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Bob? It's about pride, though. If you're going to play, you want to win no matter what the level.
You're going to support him getting a mental coach?
I think it's
Yeah, I am. In fact, I think I might want to step in because I think I disagree. I think he is mentally strong. I've seen this man backed into a corner before.
I do agree.
All things on the line, you know, and I'm talking about gambling. And you know, I'm talking about gambling. Yeah.
I got the heart of a lion.
Have the heart of a lion. That should translate.
The one thing is, I'll never quit. But
I certainly won't.
That's a whole different coach. That's a whole different coach. You imagine Joey going to a mental coach for gambling? Like, yeah, you know, Doc. Like when
I'm talking about for golf, not for.
No, I know. Well, this. This dickhead thinks you need to go see a mental coach for gambling.
Is
crazy.
No, he's saying.
I said no. I said he doesn't need it because I've seen him in the gambling atmosphere, and I think he has the heart of a lion. I don't understand. I don't understand. I think you should speak to someone as to why it's not translating to the golf course. If he had the same mentality on the golf course, he would never implode. Because he's a dog.
I'm a YouTube golfer. My profession is golf. So maybe if I could figure out some things mentally, I could become so much better. There's compilations on the internet of me blowing up for 10, 15
minutes. That's Bob's fault.
I disagree. The day you become mentally sane on the golf course is a bad day for Bob Does Sports.
Well, maybe my golf game will transform.
It's going to sink them.
Dude, that would be... Bad dude.
Well, imagine he comes out and he's just
I'm gonna message John Ellis and ask what that chick's name is because I think that she's tremendous. She transformed Wyndham's game. He couldn't win.
By the way,
as soon as he went to her, he won the U.S. Open. He's crushing. He's like top 10 in the world right now.
At the Creator Classic, they're doing an episode around John Ellis. So he told me and Prez, he's like, Netflix is gonna come. We're gonna come film you guys and walk with you guys. So like,
oh, dude.
We got to get the D-man home, dude. We got
to
get.
I'm flying tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going back to Florida. Right, and then coming, we're gone for two back. And a half. We're gone for 2.5 weeks.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
By the way, when we were talking about obnoxious trophies, take a look at this fantasy football trophy from the league that I'm in last night. Look at the size. You want to talk
about it? You think my trophy's bad?
That looks disgusting, dude.
That is insane.
That looks like something from medieval times.
Dude, this guy who runs this league, my buddy Sal, man, like he's still single, you know, no kids, nothing. So like he's commissioned this league for like 15 years.
There's like nothing and better going on.
He's like he puts Roger Goodell to shame. Like that's how efficient this guy is. Just an absolute animal. And he broke out. That's a new trophy for this year. And it was like everyone just went nuts.
Dude, us switching to like Dickie Gass. We talked about how much of a mistake it would be. Us switching to Dickie Gass as the commissioner.
Yeah, it's been good so far.
Yeah, I kind of like it. Yeah, shout out to
the start of his reign has been good, but you know what? It can take a turn for the worst very quickly.
Dude, if you get him fired up like one day, it could go.
Yeah, we don't want to stoke the fires at all of that tyranny because it could be really bad. But so far he's taken it under control.
Pancake challenge coming up.
Tomorrow.
Are you doing it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's something.
So for the people who don't know, what exactly? Repeat the challenge. What you got to do?
Yeah, I came in last in fantasy last year. I was terrible.
Which is preposterous, Bob. That can't happen.
You had a good team, Michael.
You can never come in last ever again in the league. It just can't happen, Bob. You're just too good. That's just not. It should never happen.
Well, but it's kind of.
You're not some guy who doesn't know ball.
I know. I know. But you know what, though? Like, for example, I had Austin Eckler as my first pick. At the time, I think 10 out of 10 people.
He banged a lot of people, yeah.
Would have told you take Eckler on that pick, and he was terrible. I mean, you just don't know. But, yeah, it sucks. I'm dreading it tomorrow. I'm going to IHOP. It's not a Waffle House. Closing to IHOP's pancakes are fucking huge.
How many you got to do? 24?
24 pancakes. Well, 24 hours, and then every pancake I eat deducts an hour. So I'm not gonna.
I'm telling you, you're gonna rip those first five pancakes down in like.
So like technically,
15 minutes. That first plate of pancakes is gonna go down really easy.
You think?
From the minute you walk in,
but then from there it could get interesting.
Yeah. So from the minute you walk in, it's you have to be in that IHOP for 24 hours, and then if you ate 24, if you ate 23 pancakes, you only have to be in there for 1 hour.
Yes, correct.
Are you going to like call ahead and let them know that you're doing that?
I'm going to have a word with the hostess when I walk in. Kind of let them know.
Well, they should put you in a corner somewhere. Yeah, like I was going to say, because and he's going to be streaming it.
That's the whole thing. Like, you don't want people to start like, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
Squirtle.
Is anybody visiting you?
Our head mod. Yeah. We have visitors. That Squirtle said to me, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in there at like 7 or 8 o'clock. He's like, well, that's not good for streaming time. I said, I don't give a fuck about streaming. I'm going to be there the whole day, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't want to lose.
Well, no,
the
it'd be better
day.
If you did like a 12 o'clock to 12 o'clock. The
yeah, but
day.
Then I'm guaranteed to be like overnight shift. Like, it's going to fucking suck. Like, I almost
would rather do the overnight shift because you're not missing out on much. Like, yeah, everyone's sleeping.
But then it'll be like, dude, then I go back and I'm going to start at 7 or 8.
At least if he does it this way, like you figure he's going to get home at a decent enough hour and just pass out. Like that's fine.
Yeah, Joe, I didn't know what time you get back. So I told people on Twitch yesterday that you might stop by. My dad's going to stop by. Jet will stop by. Ticket will stop by just throughout the day.
I don't get back until late tomorrow night.
Well, he may still be there, Joe.
He may still be gone.
Like 1 in the morning?
Sure.
Nah,
if you're there 1 in the morning, I will take the Uber from Fort Lauderdale and I'll go straight to the IHOP.
What a guy, and the dog, but it
won't be. I got a long flight tomorrow, man.
I got a long flight tomorrow.
Well, that's
literally 5-hour layover in Denver. I leave like at the crack of dawn. It's like another 24 hour almost. It's a long day.
I'll tell you.
Not 24 hour, but like 18 hours.
By the way, we should end up doing the top five worst and best airports. I got a new possible worst.
Airport. Miami, I think, is the worst.
Miami could be very one of the worst.
Yeah, but now, dude, O'Hare is like
Chicago is pretty.
O'Hare is a fucking nightmare, dude.
Yeah,
O'Hare
so, yeah.
is like.
So when
so
you
bad.
Connect into these places, you don't always see how bad it is because you're already in. Going to the Atlanta one and getting through that Atlanta airport.
Oh,
was,
can I tell you something? Oh. Getting to the Uber area from the Atlanta airport is one of the worst Uber. Oh. Like, there's no signage. You don't know where you're going. I pride myself on not asking people for directions or like being able to figure things out by myself. I'm not like a man who will go to people and be like, oh, how do I get here? How, like, kind of different. Bob will do that all the time.
Immediately.
But I had to do it like three times, Michael, because I couldn't find.
I pride myself
way.
On being a man. Bob does it all the time.
Yeah. I pride myself on being a man. Well, Bob, in all fairness, Bob will walk five steps and ask somebody where to go without like.
Yeah, it cuts time. 100%. And a Home Depot, you watch me. I take two steps in a Home Depot and I ask somebody. Yeah.
Dude, it's a very pleasant airport, Joe. That Vancouver airport's a pleasant airport.
Oh, yeah.
Very pleasant experience there.
Yeah. By the way, they got a Joe and the Juice in there that is terrific.
Yeah, it's right up there.
It's some nice spots in that Vancouver area.
And you know what's nice there? You go through the duty free because it's international. So everything is like
a great
selection.
They had bottles of Johnny Blue in there for like $300. I'm like,
yeah. And you know what, Michael? You had to like, he's got the one that I got him still.
Yeah, no, yeah. Joe got me a bottle. It's still back there. This is how nice of a guy I am. Let me just throw, because a lot of people think I'm a scumbag. I had Fubaloo, gigantic Michigan fan, over my house for the night of the national championship. The first night I broke out that bottle of Johnny Blue, when Michigan won the national title, I said, come on, let's have a nice, proper drink. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice touch.
I don't think.
Oh, you always you purport this like that I'm some kind of maniac when it comes like I hate Michigan so much. I do, but at the same time, I'm not like a psycho. Like, I'm happy for my friends.
Mikey, look at your recent post of you on the sideline. You look like you're fucking Jim Harbaugh, dude. Look at you.
It was an emotional moment. It was an emotional one.
That's not you, Michael.
If I may, Mikey, you kind of bang yourself sometimes because you are. No, and I'm saying this. I'm not taking a shot. I love Michael to death.
Here it comes.
It's that when you believe something, you are so like entrenched in it,
the passion.
That you like, yeah, but it's to the next level. Like, it's, I look back at the IUK thing yesterday. Okay, he got signed.
It's got to be addressed.
It's
got to be addressed.
You made it seem like
we're gonna address the big toe next. That's getting addressed next.
Fine,
okay, go ahead. Continue with the IUK.
No problem.
The IUK thing is just it's so symbolic that like Michael comes on Twitter first to the scene, heard it here first. My sources
should have happened.
And like instead of just saying, you know what, hand up.
I handed up on it. I did.
You're just you stay so entrenched in that take that people are like, yo, this guy is lost in the sauce.
Yeah,
and like, I'll never stop.
And now I don't think you'll never stop.
This is what. But here's the beautiful thing: is like, this is what makes me me. I am overly passionate and exuberant about everything that I put my. I am. I'll be the first to admit it. To the death. That's just the way. That's just who I am. Love hard. That's how I love hard. If you're gonna love, you love all the way. You don't.
Yeah.
But
don't,
that's
like, you
why
just go all the way, dog.
When you have that type of passion, take like you did with Ayuk. Like Ayuk is signing to the Steelers, should know, and you stay that passionate. When it
was supposed to happen soon, Bob. It was supposed to happen.
Well, yeah.
Soon.
Oh,
yeah.
It didn't
When it doesn't work out, you're gonna have these other passionate people that are gonna come in hot.
Yeah,
I know.
Which I know. What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. they're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to spinquest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
But I want to ask you, Mike, and I'm not taking the shot either. But
here
I do
comes
want to
another shot.
No. I do want to ask you from the two reports that you've had between Justin Fields signing with Chicago and then Ayuk.
No, Justin Fields
this
not getting
source
traded.
Needs to be fired.
Yeah, Justin Fields not getting traded, and then Ayuk is about to sign with the source. Yeah. My question to you is, what one stung you more? Like, I'm honestly asking.
The Fields one. Because that was legitimate, a guy who was talking to Justin's brother, who was his manager, and was talking to Justin. And I know he's not bullshitting, because I just know the guy's status, and like, he's not like just some guy.
Right.
So like, it felt like, and then the worst part was like, we were a week through free agency and he hadn't gotten moved yet. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually right. Like, this is going to be great. That tweet got like almost 2 million views. And then it sunk like the fucking Titanic.
Do you talk to him anymore, or do you give him the gold shoulder? Do you talk to him anymore?
I still talk to him. He's a good guy to know. He's a good guy to know.
You know, you're using him as a source anytime soon. I'll tell you.
No,
that much,
can't do that. Can't do that. Yeah,
his source credit life is dead.
Yeah, it is.
Mike, you want to talk about the toe?
No, I think it's a normal toe. It was a bad angle. I think they established that. But I tell you what, that angle was real.
It was crazy. But I don't even think it was the angle. I think it's the dimension. You ever go into
the
dimension?
You look like you had hobbit feet.
I know.
Dude, because the weirdest part was the other foot, the toe was like, it looked normal. But the left foot, the toe was like, it was like a good 4 inches in front of its mate. Or in front of its companion.
Yeah, just to preface it, it was a sponsorship, an ad that I put up.
That's
the
worst part. It was a DraftKings. This guy's got his feet hanging out. Like, why? What the fuck?
Bob, you
got
to charge for those. Oh my God.
Look at the size of that.
It looks like he's hitchhiking with his foot.
That looks like an appendage.
But if you look at both feet are off. Like, both feet are way longer than. And look at my legs.
Somebody photoshopped the feet onto your legs.
Wild, bro.
That's crazy. It's the craziest fucking thing. So yeah, people blew me. You even messaged me, Mike. You're like, oh, yo, are you taking shit about that toe?
Yeah, like, I was concerned about the toe as soon as I saw it.
Here's my thing. If he had abnormal feet, like, let the guy be. Like, what is it? Like,
part of the business, though, dog. Like, you're going to put them out there. You're going to get ripped to shreds.
I understand. But, you know, in today's society, people got to, like, people are just devious, man. People will, like, come for your throat for the small. Like, if he had fucked up feet. Then he has fucked up feet. It's not. What is he
but
do
I
about
feel
it?
Like if you're in the public eye, like Bob is in the public eye, he's very much in the public eye, right?
Well, he's not supposed to be perfect.
No, right. But you have to embrace your imperfections.
So maybe him posting his feet like that was a way of him
like say,
celebrating his imperfections.
Say Bob had webbed feet, you know, like webbed toes. That's a condition.
Like the penguin, yeah.
Right. I think as an influencer, if you're getting into that game, like that needs to be addressed. Immediately, you need to like one of your first things you should put out is listen, I have deformed feet. This is what it is.
Does that with his hairline, he does it all the time.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean that's not a deformity. That's not a deformity.
It's not a deformity, but it's
like
an imperfection.
It's not like he's the fucking elephant, man. He just has a fucking receding hairline. I mean,
it's
listen,
an imperfection.
Come on now.
Yeah, but Mikey, you're free, man.
By the
way,
Warren was telling me yesterday, he was like, you know, I feel like such an asshole because I met Bear Down at the wedding and he's such a nice guy. And I went up to him.
Nice guy. That's twice now. Nice guy.
I'll be the first to tell you you're a nice guy.
No, he sang your praises, but he said, I feel like Bear Down's a little upset with me. And I said, why? What happened? And he goes, okay, he said, I saw him. And he goes, you're a big guy. And he goes, yeah, you are too. And then Mikey said to him, he's like, I got to tell you, you got quite the set of hair on you. And Warren was like, same to you. And I think he was just like joking around or something. But Michael was upset about it.
No, no, I got to be honest.
Come on,
Mikey.
That's a good joke.
Warren's like, I got to reach out to him because I think he's upset.
No,
Mikey, don't get upset. I can't get upset at
well,
that.
Warren was like legitimately, he was like, I got to reach out to him because I hope I didn't upset him.
Wow.
He does not have to reach out to me. I don't even remember him saying that. I don't even remember him saying that.
Really?
And if he did, I would have.
I mean, he brought it up.
I, I would.
No, I remember his. I remember his opener. His opener was he came up to me and he's like, "You're a big fucking boy." He came up to me, something like that, and I was like, "Yeah." But when that comes from a fellow guy who's like 6'5" or taller, that's very much appreciated because that's a big boy himself.
He said that. He said that too. He said that. He's like,
I remember. I don't remember the hairline, but I came on the show a week ago and say how much I like the guy. I brought him up on the show.
I don't know. I'm just saying he was like, I got, he said to me, he's like, I got to reach up to Mikey and apologize.
I just think it's a good joke.
It is a good joke. I came on the show and specifically on the wedding episode, I remember saying, Joe, your friends are great. In particular, this guy, Warren.
I told him that you said
that. I'm not upset with the guy at all. I think he's great. I'm going to invite him over for Thanksgiving this year. I hope he comes.
I felt
he will. He will. And he'll bring Johnny Walker Blue, by the way. He's a tremendous guy.
I felt bad for Bearzall. Bearzall messaged me after the bachelor party. I felt terrible. He goes, is everything okay? I said, yeah. What's going on?
Bob was in the room doing cameos and asleep by 9:30. So I think.
That's life with Bob.
He didn't even say goodbye. I thought we all say goodbye to everybody after.
Oh, yeah. Bearzall's a very sentimental guy. You got to say goodbye.
Bearzall is very, very like.
He wears his heart on his sleeve.
That's all right. I felt bad. I thought we all at the end of the UFC said goodbye to everybody and then everybody dispersed to their rooms.
By the way, I will say one of the things that I enjoyed the most about, I'm not going to go back into the whole wedding stuff, but like for me, one of the things that I really enjoyed the most about the wedding was seeing like everybody like connect and hit it off and have a great time
like
together.
Your home friends.
Yeah, now, like the two different worlds kind of combined. Sure. It was really cool and it was a lot of fun to see, but. Yeah, so
he's
just very hysterical. Good.
We could talk about that one, but the numbers that did last week, I'll talk about that wedding all day. Fucking long, man.
Yeah, you're not wrong. In fact, we should name this episode "Wedding Joey D's Wedding Part 2. Because maybe that could stoke a fire.
And I got to tell you, boys, as good as the wedding was, the honeymoon was honeymoon was just tremendous, man. you got to get to Hawaii, Bob. You would love it there. Oh my God, dude, it's so nice. So nice. It's carte blanche. It really is, Michael.
I know, Joe. I know.
The Four Seasons is it's next level.
Joe.
Amazing.
We saw it top to bottom. We were with you, dog.
By the way, I will say this because I would like to discuss this from the honeymoon. It's the last thing about the honeymoon I'm going to talk about. That meal that you had at that place that's like impossible to get into, that Mama's or whatever the fuck.
Mama's Fish House.
I'm going to say this. I usually like the story posts with the food. I'm like, all right, Joe's eating 24 karat gold.
I actually didn't post it.
He gave me a nut trout. Like, I get it. Like, it's great. Those posts of that food from that place looked really different.
I didn't even
different.
Put it up. Nicole did. I
know. I saw it. It looked really different.
And the acai bowls.
Yeah, Nicole had one every day, Bob. They had the fresh, they had the acai there with all the toppings. You could assemble it however you want. All the fruit, all the nuts, all the accoutrements. It was amazing.
Now, Joe, when it was time to leave, were you ready to get
all time, Mikey?
Yes, I know. It's just the way you said it with the French accent was
yeah, I want one day when Cutsy does one of his food reviews of like dish by dish, I want Mikey to do it in Joe's voice.
He's been asking for this. He's been asking for this, Joe, for like 2 years.
So funny.
Like, you got to do it. I was like,
it's so good.
Dom's got the wig, man. Dom won't let go of that wig. He's obsessed with it.
That was hilarious. I saw the story yesterday of him wearing it. Oh, my God, I died.
Holly just came downstairs. He's just got it on his head. Just has it on his head. And I'm like, where the fuck did you even find that? I thought it was in the closet.
Joe, were you ready to get back? But, like, when it was time to leave, are you ready now to get back? Or was it one of those things, like, really sad to be leave? Like, did you get the blues is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Nicole was like, I don't want to leave. This place is unbelievable. I was like, listen, like, we live a very good life. Like, it's not like we're going to like some like, you know, place in Iowa where we're going to be living like,
my God.
Iowa takes so many shots in this podcast.
But Michael, you
got to
listen to me.
I talk down on food, the first victim is always like Iowa. Well, like, that's first
sure
target. I'm like, you could live in Iowa and never have good pizza ever in your
I'm
life.
I'm sure the Iowa listeners are the heart
we
and
love
soul
Iowa.
Of this country.
We do.
We love Iowa.
I'm not trashing Iowa, but I'm saying I live in Florida. You should see, like, our apartment is nestled amongst a gorgeous backdrop of like trees and nature, and it's gorgeous. Like, so it's not like we're going back to some eyesore, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
I know, Joe, but I mean, like, you're in the you're a honeymoon. Like, that's why they call it a honeymoon, because it's the most idyllic. That's why everyone says, like, oh, this is the honeymoon phase of this. Oh, they're in the honeymoon phase of that, because it's the most idyllic, what's the word? Euphoric, utopian type of setting that you can't duplicate anywhere else. It's just, that's what it is.
That adult infinity pool, walking nice. Out there. Yeah, Bob, nice. I'm telling you, they were just the one guy from the pool. The guy was tremendous. He came right away. He knew, he watched Bob DeSports all the time. So they used to have these drinks in the pineapple. I told you guys, he went out. They don't do anymore. He got it set up for me to where other people started asking, what is this guy drinking? Because they don't, like, I felt bad about it, but they were
That's so an off-the-menu true. Item, the pineapple drink?
They don't like do it anymore. Like, they hollow out the Only pineapple, and then Only they put a pina colada or, like, a lava flow inside of it.
Yeah, Miami Vice. Pina colada with the strawberry daiquiris in Miami
Yes, it's so good, Michael. Oh, my God.
Very good.
Very, very refreshing. And then just the backdrop, the whole place was just amazing. We had such great weather, the golf, like, it was awesome. But I am ready to go home, Bob. To answer your question, I'm ready to go home. And I'm home for like a day and a half, and then we're on the road.
Bob, Joe described that Florida apartment like he was Bill Walton. That was like a Bill Walton. The floric background and the backdrop. Whoa. And the idyllic hills and mountains.
Holy fuck.
It was like a Bill Walton description
that
of his
home. So... Whoa.
You like that? You like
that
the
was,
Bill Walton?
Wow, Michael.
May he rest in peace, Bob.
One more.
Let me tell you about my Florida apartment nestled in the hills of the great Everglades with the stoic alligators chomping from the bay. Just a beautiful sight in the background. But when he started going in that direction, I was like, this is Bill Walton. I was like, he's Bill Walton describing his
But you know what I'm saying, Mikey? It's like, I'm saying that.
No, you're not going. It's not like you're coming back to
a tenement. We get it. We get it. No,
why are you cutting me off, Bob?
No, I'm
saying. Why are you cutting me off?
I'm saying we get it. I'm saying we absolutely get it.
This
we,
guy, we man. God
can,
forbid.
Can Cutsy just... cook a little? Let him
I'm letting him cook. I'm saying we get it. I know. I agree with you. I'm agreeing. By the way,
it's like I'm a lion and he's the fucking tamer and he's just hitting me with the fucking whip right now. Just trying to shut me up.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
It does.
But God forbid, if we're going at it, he would just let us go.
Oh, tear each other to shreds, leave nothing.
God forbid, if we went at it each other, he would sit there like Charlie Chaplin. He wouldn't say a fucking word.
I'm just saying, we gotta move on.
Oh, yeah, we gotta move on because you're done with the segment. But God forbid, if Mikey and I were at each other's throats, would be blood spilt on this podcast.
Charlie Chaplin.
He'd be mute, Michael. He wouldn't say a word. He'd sit there in silence.
He'd be a mime.
All right. The All Bill right. Walton clip is that is really, really solid. That's really good.
I tell you, bro, I could sit with Jet and just because Jet's so good. Like his guys that he does is so good. I could just have a total conversation with Jet, just going back and forth with it. I could do that all day.
I got the That's wedding like my photos favorite last night, Bob. There's some of Jet that I have to send you. He's off to the side by himself. I don't know if he's putting a bed in or he's looking at a meme or something. And they got like the backdrop. I'm telling you, I'm going to send it to you. You're going to howl. It's like him by himself. He's like staring at his phone in delight at something. And I don't know what it is. And it's just the funniest photo I've ever seen. It's unbelievable.
I am ready for those videos and photos.
Well, I don't have the videos yet. I have the photos. I have the photos. God, they're unbelievable. Good. And one of the things that actually we do need to discuss, Mikey, that outfit at the church, I don't know. It was like you were going to like.
What are we in a time machine? We're going backwards. We had this discussion already. Come on.
It's just.
Now I'm with Bob. We got to move on. We got to move on.
All right. Let's get into buy or sell. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Joey D, we'll let you take it away out of the gate.
This is a tough sell for me because for years I really enjoyed this, what I'm going to sell. But I just think now the times have changed. We need to adapt with the times. The in-person draft, I'm going to sell it for fantasy football.
Wow.
Listen to me here now, Mikey. There's
one of the worst sells I've ever heard, dude.
There's a draft today that's going on, and I'm not going to be able to attend because the draft literally takes 4 to 5 hours. It's an entire day of drafting, and I don't have that kind of time. What I loved about our draft is you can still have the interactions, you can still have fun with it, but it's timed, it's quick, it's online, so you can do it remotely, and it took our draft took like an hour and a half. This draft that I do with these guys, it's a dynasty. We've been doing it for like a dozen years, and I respect the league. I really do, but some of these guys, Mikey, they go 5 minutes to pick a second round pick.
Oh, you have to have a timer. You have to have a clock. You can't do it without.
And then they take a pizza break. It's just the whole day. I don't have time. I totally disagree, man.
We had our live draft. I'm only in one league with a live draft. I'm only in two leagues, our league and this other league that I described with the trophy. We had the best fucking time last night, man. It was so much fucking fun.
But how long did it take?
It took all night, but everyone knew it was going to take all night.
They take a while.
Yeah, they
a took five-hour draft. It's just
Louis shut down Luna. Luna was closed to the public. He opened it just for our draft. We had the bar. We had a bartender. All the TVs were on. Everybody was gaming. We had Yankees on, college football on. The draft was going. Food was flowing. Drinks were flowing. It was so much fucking fun. If you guys all live in the same place. Well, that's true too.
Me to do this draft, like these guys are all in Vancouver based.
I might have to get G Baby. I don't know if you hear her. I may have to get her and bring her on the pod because she is screaming for me. Okay.
That's fine. Okay. Go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying, Bob, though? Like, it's just like, I would love to do nothing but draft all day, but I don't have, like, especially when I come to Vancouver, I don't have that much time to spend an entirety of a day picking draft picks for fantasy football. I don't have it.
I think if you really get into it, like the way that Mikey and his friends do, and you make a whole night of it, I think they have a lot of fun out of it. I think I told you guys about the league that I have that my buddy asked me to be in it, and I went into it, and to be honest with you, I wish I never went in. Like, I had to chug like a Smirnoff in order to be initiated.
Yeah, you were saying that last, yeah.
And then they have the WhatsApp and they're messaging all the time. And then they get upset with me not active enough. And that bothers me to where, like, I don't need that. But I think if you make a whole night out of it the way that they do, they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I could see it could be fun. I'm just saying, like, I think for the ease and the convenience, doing an online draft is just so much quicker and easier. And, like, it's just like... And you can still really get into it and you can have a lot of fun with it, but it just doesn't take the entirety of a day. Like, these guys have a board that they put up and it's like, it's great. It's cool. But it's just like, for me being out of town, it's very, very difficult for me to attend.
It's a lot. It's definitely a lot. There's a sell. Luna's Wood Fire Tavern, not going to be happy about that, but I do get it. By the way, the Bonely Dumb Show brought to you by the fine folks over at Luna Wood Fire Tavern.
Oh, by the way, Gabriella was not having it, man.
Yeah,
she she's having a meltdown. She's having a meltdown.
So what is the meltdown based off of? Like, why is she upset?
See, that's a question that someone who doesn't have kids yet will ask Joe. It's over nothing. This is what happens at this age.
She wants a TV show that's a different TV show.
Anything could upset her. If she doesn't have her goldfish, it could upset her. If she doesn't have the TV, it could upset her.
Did she tell you, or did she just start crying?
It depends what kind of a mood she's in. It's wild.
So you got to play a guessing game.
Yes,
to know
somewhat. Yeah, somewhat.
That is a lot of fun.
Okay.
That sounds like, oh my God.
You'll be fine, Joe.
Mikey V, buy or sell. Mikey V selling babies.
No, love my babies. Love my babies. I'm going to sell this guy. I've been seeing him.
Oh.
It's every day now. All I've been seeing is this quarterback.
The Giants receiver?
It's the quarterback from the flag football team that said he could do what Patrick Mahomes does. And that this guy has been on ESPN. It is every day now.
Who is this guy?
His name is Darryl Douche Duchette or Doucette. Oh, D-O-U-C-E-T-T.
A real douche.
I mean, just what the fuck? It's just amazing to me. Like, this guy comes out and says, like, the most preposterous thing. Like, Patrick Mahomes, like, I could probably do what he does. Like, he didn't even say probably. He was like, Patrick Mahomes shouldn't take my spot on the flag football team because I'm just as good of a quarterback as he. He said something ludicrous like that. And now it's gotten this guy like 2 weeks worth of like national sports TV coverage. It's flag football, man. Like what are we even discussing here? It's just insane. It's insane. I'm selling this guy. I never want to see him again. I never want to hear about him again. It's a waste of everyone's time.
Maybe by him doing that, now we're talking about flag football and we never would have been talking about flag football. Maybe that's
and I'll never talk about it again.
There's I'm just saying maybe that's his plot. Maybe that's his ploy is like maybe. To have people talk about how ridiculous it is just to get the subject of flag football being discussed. Yeah.
I think it's just, again, we live in a hot take society. It's just, these guys want to just put out these hot takes and it's like,
I think
just for sound bites. It's crazy.
It's so ridiculous that I can't even pay it any mind. Like,
so you have seen it though, Bob. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. He actually does. If you look at the highlights, it's like he's pretty quick. Like he's pretty jittery.
He's also like 120 pounds soaking wet, it looks like.
Yeah, it's so absurd. It really is.
I'd love to see Joey D just lay this fucking guy out. Probably like could. An Oklahoma drill. Joey D and this guy in an Oklahoma drill. Watch Joe fucking bury this guy.
I'll have Bone put a picture up, Mikey. I'll have him pop something up. But yeah, he is. He's very like skinny and like jittery. Also, by the way, did you see the like you guys have kind of sold it and like as entertaining as many people are watching it, did you see like Colorado after the week one? They played like North Dakota State and they had like,
we had the first quarter over.
And they had a concert after it.
And by the way, they didn't even win that, but they won by like five.
They did not cover. If you're going to dance and have a dance party, cover the spread. That's how I feel. Yeah. You shouldn't be having a dance party if you don't cover the spread. That should be a rule.
They were losing to North Dakota State.
North Dakota State's a good – people don't know North Dakota State's an FCS team, yes, but they win the national title in the FCS. They've win the national title like regular. They're like the Alabama of the FCS. They're that successful of a program. They're not a doormat team, but you're at home. You're Colorado. You're an 11.5-point favorite, and they struggled defensively. They couldn't do anything.
Their defense the dance was party terrible last year too.
That's a good sell because it was preposterous.
By the way, I hit your again. This is Saturday, so people probably don't want to hear. But I hit your Georgia thing hard. I'm gonna hit your games. I'm riding with you the whole day long.
By the way, Bob, I got the U today.
Really?
A lot of people are minus two and a half for the U.
You know what?
-2.5, Bob.
I know. I hope so.
Come on, Bob.
Soft schedule, Bob. Soft schedule.
I know, but I'm so worried about them losing this first game, man.
The U, Bob.
Bother me? Oh, I'll go U's up all day long. I mean, that's my squad. People don't know too the history I have. I mean, my dad going there, my uncle going there, grandparents taught there, sister went there. Like we're all about the U. They can't lose this first game. I want them to.
You're gonna win it, Bob, and you're gonna win. You're gonna win some coin too.
I took the over on 9.5 wins for them throughout the year, so it's kind of like I'm betting with them, but I'm gonna throw in that bet and ride though, D man.
And then I got a couple things today. One of my games, I got Mikey 2 of your games, and one I'm against you. So.
I think Mikey goes off today. I really do.
I bet I know what game you're against me. You got A&M -3. Yeah.
Okay. All honesty, I had it in before I even saw your picks.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
But I'm riding Georgia, and I'm riding the first quarter Alabama over.
Alabama
100%.
Yeah.
But I can't go in now and take it out.
No. Understandably so.
Okay. You can take a look at those nice scores, folks.
It's nice to see football back on the slate, man. Holy shit.
It's beautiful. I feel like we're back.
Go ahead, Bob. Give that plug. You were about to give that plug. Go ahead.
No. Do you think I was going to plug you?
Yeah, I sure
I will.
Did.
I
thought you were going to say, and you could see all those picks.
No, I'm saying because people are hearing
this.
They're hearing it Tuesday, so they can go back and see the picks. But also, looking at the only subs over on the Bear Down Guys account.
Yes.
As well there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm buying something that was really cool. I'm buying YouTube Golf on the fucking come up. I talked about it with you guys a little bit. The Creator Classic was fucking awesome. Really cool. I mean, so many people saw it. Like, to see Perez on the same putting green as Scottie Scheffler, because this happened on a Wednesday. The pros were there on a Wednesday. Man. Like, it was the funniest thing. There's somebody, Michael Morris, was in a bunker, like a practice bunker, and he put a funny caption, and he's next to Scheffler, and he goes, one guy's playing for $20 million this week, the other's playing for a Blackstone grill. it was such a funny caption, but it was crazy. And then, you know, we had talked about it before, but it wasn't on the show. When Perez walks up to the first tee, if you watch it, the other people that come on, they get a good ovation. When Perez comes up to the tee, the ovation that this guy got.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite.
Yeah, he really is. It was. And then really proud of him in the sense of he didn't have his A stuff, and there was times where, you know, so 90% of golfers, if not more, get so upset and they let it bother them. With all those cameras and everything, he didn't let it bother him. He was really good. I mean, he really didn't have his A stuff. He was missing fairways that he usually never misses. Some wedges in where he would miss greens that he never really missed. He just didn't have his A stuff, and he held it together. He really had such a good attitude about it. He got the name out there for Bob the Sports. He had an interview with Joel Damon that was hysterical. And it was a blast with him. And I tried to do caddying for him. Just talk to him about everything but golf. So every time he hit a bad shot, I would crack a joke to him, and then we would just start fucking around. He just was really, really good about it, and I'm really proud of him. It was neat. But YouTube golf wise, it's crazy that the tour is finally coming. I was gonna say
the cool thing that I thought about that whole Creator Classic was like, this was no like Mickey Mouse operation. Like, they set that up like the coverage for it was fucking wild. Like, it was like,
it's, and that's still on YouTube. Somebody, I was watching it, it was really cool,
and I wasn't even like that entrenched into it, but like the fact that like the reach of how they were able to push it and the way in which they did push it was so efficient, I felt like it was popping up, and I'm like, holy shit, like, this is wild. Like,
yeah, it's really cool.
Really, really something.
It's really cool because for a long time, I think there was a huge disparity between the two, and like almost kind of maybe that YouTube golf was frowned upon by the tour and like tour players. But now I think they see the outreach that they got. You got guys like Bryson, you know, who are paving the way for pro golfers to do YouTube channels. And I think that it's just so much more accepted and like appreciated and like not frowned upon that it really opens up, you know, an avenue between the two worlds that are really cool. And like, hopefully will allow us, you know, on our thing through Bob the Sports to continue to get more new pros to film with and connect. And it's just really, really cool to see the development. I think it's a great buy, Bob. I think it's really cool to see like when we started 2-3 years ago to where it is now. It's crazy how big this has gotten.
Yeah, and the pros were really good about it too. They, you know, they could have been pricks about it, and they really weren't. They were very understanding about it. They were really cool. We all stayed in the hotel, same hotels. We were staying in the same hotel as the pros, so we'd be at the bar downstairs with them talking.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was crazy. It was very, very bizarre to see. Something that I struggled with, and Perez too, was like when you're walking in the ropes, the pros are used to, like, when somebody asks for an autograph or if they ask the wave to take a picture, we never say no, no matter where we are. We'll all never say no. But you're in the heat of the moment, and, like, I had a hard time, like, walking by or saying no. You'd want to take a picture with everybody, but, like, you're in the middle of...
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't.
And so there was...
I mean, that's a different... You're, like, I know this is going to sound fucked up. Nobody, like, attack on this, but, like, it's... You're working. You're working. Yeah. Like, that's,
or
you're
not playing a tournament.
You're working. That's how I would translate.
You wouldn't expect a pro to stop and start taking pictures. Like,
not in the middle of a hole.
No, that was
hard for us. And me and Prez would go over. It was hard for some people are ruthless too. One guy chirped me, and me and Prez were dying the whole way. He just goes, this one guy just yells out of nowhere. He's like, "Hey Bob, how come you're not playing?" And then he pauses and he goes, "Loser." Me and Prez were just cracking up. We were like, what the fuck was that?
By the way, I not a buy, but something that I do think we need to mention. A dear friend of the pod, winning Daytona this last week. Harrison Burton. I think it was almost my buy of the week. I think we got to share it because it was unbelievable. Got fired from the Wood Brothers and then goes and wins the fucking Daytona, Bob. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's now going to be in the playoff. Just a great guy. Somebody that we literally competed against.
I sent Bob this picture when he won.
Literally somebody we competed against in go-karts goes out and wins. I was so happy for him because you couldn't meet a nicer guy. I messaged him right away, and I was like, yo, congratulations, dog. By the way, NASCAR's coming up and not too far from now,
Joe, I was gonna throw that picture up on my story and be like, how the fuck did this guy win the Daytona when he only beat Bob by one spot in go-karts?
I tell you, man, it's the Bob effect. The Bob effect is a real thing, Mikey. We joke about it, but like,
guys,
if you entrench yourself with Bob, you're set for success.
He's
man.
Got the horseshoe firmly implanted up his asshole. Firmly implanted.
And it's like an olive branch. It extends to whoever he knows.
Yes, it does.
I thought you guys were going to roast me. Mikey took a shot, but I thought you guys were going to tee off on me when I got the first pick of the draft. I thought you guys were going to.
When I sent the draft order, I was like, I said something like the hits just keep coming for Bob or something like that.
Yeah,
I wasn't really going to tee off on you, but
yeah. You know, Bob McCaffrey have an all-time year this year too. He'll just be unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, to be honest, as sickening as this sounds, I'm just playing to not get last. Like, I can't get last again. You know what I mean?
Mikey, you know what's going to happen? Bob, for the first time, came last, but he'll end up going to IHOP. They'll see him, and he'll get a sponsorship deal with IHOP.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly how that'll probably play out. Yeah, yeah. No, I could see that. And by the way, IHOP would be a nice addition to the program.
Oh, sure.
Great.
Sure.
That'd be great. I love IHOP.
I love IHOP, too. Always have. Good syrup variety over
there. Yeah, I'll know tomorrow.
Yep.
Mikey, last thing. I know we talked about it before, but I actually want to ask you this. You said for tomorrow, have a big meal at like 6 tonight.
Tonight, yeah. And then tomorrow, you're going to do it early in the morning, so I would make that meal very early today. Like earlier
big
than
early
usual.
Meal. Okay.
Big, big early meal.
And then put the butter.
Like a gluttonous type of meal. Not like a eating contest, but like a huge meal where you're like, oh, fuck, I'm really full. Then nothing but water. Nothing.
Okay.
But you got to continually drink water.
And Joe, text me with new land because maybe I'll still be going and then you come by for an hour.
He's still there at 1 a.m.
Oh,
he starts at 7 a.m. That's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, if he gets an.
That's what is that? That's 21 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I'm eating.
21.
Well, no.
Yeah, 18 hours.
No. 6
or 24. Yeah, 18 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
6 hours difference.
Yeah, I think I'll get to 13 pancakes, I think. I think I'm there for 11 hours.
Holy shit.
You don't think I'll get to 13?
No, I mean, what are the rules like? So if you don't, either 24 hours elapses and you're done no matter what, or if you eat the 24 pancakes, you leave whenever, as soon as that's done, right? Are those the rules?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not eating 24, though.
Yeah, so I think that your final number will be around 15. I think you'll get to 15 pancakes around that number. Right?
That still means he's got to be there 9 hours.
I would put the over under on 4. I would put it on 14 and a half right now.
Damn, it's a good number.
14 and a half pancakes. Yeah.
I think he's going to do 17.
Okay. So you're taking the over too.
I would love that, D.
I've seen Bob do his eating challenges. So, Bob, if you do 17 pancakes in 7 hours, that's a pancake an hour.
Yeah, but these are big pan that those IHOP
they're not ginormous. We've all had one the IHOP pancakes.
They're if pretty you, fucking Bob, big, dude.
7 hours you could do. Oh no, actually, it's no more than seven.
It's pretty 17. Big.
It's a little over two pancakes an hour, right?
I Mikey? Like what Mikey said was true. Is get a little bit of that butter, and so it kind of like slips down there,
like a lubricant.
Dude, you have to. They're gonna go down like if you don't fucking put syrup like. Syrup is dangerous a little bit because of the sugar, but I mean, if you start eating them like dry, they're gonna be like swallowing sheetrock.
Bob, what you can't do, and this is what Bob's gonna do, and I'm gonna tell him right now what he can't do. You can't do this like a challenge and for Bob to sports.
No, I agree.
Start going like crazy right out of the gates because you will burn the hell out.
I agree.
And with pancakes, it's so heavy you will get sleepy.
Yeah, Bob,
and tired.
You haven't trained for that properly. You can't.
You gotta do like. You got to give yourself like like, what is your pancake per hour ratio? Like, is it two? Is it 2.5? And then you got to try to stick to that. Because if you go eight in the first 2 hours, you're going to bottom out.
I was thinking of doing like 5 or 6 in the first hour and then doing 2 every hour was my goal. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really hard. But I agree. I don't think you could just – it's different than a challenge because you have to be there. For, it's I'm dreading it, man. I really am.
Yeah, it's horrible. Anxiety. It's
horrible. So bad.
Dude, I get the same way before I did the Nuggets, before I did that burger. Yeah. Like, it's not like –
Yeah, but Mikey, that's fun. What makes champions.
No, you're 100% right about that.
Yeah, 100%. Really, at least I'll be streaming it, so hopefully some subscribers come in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's kind of like a day's work.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's a write-off, by the way. That whole meal is a write-off.
Yo, sure.
Let's go into our top five, ladies and gentlemen. This is our top five, brought to you by Dear Sweet Wendy. Right now, you know the drill. Saucy nuggets are out, all different types of flavors. Head on over to your Wendy's, and a big shout out to Wendy's for sponsoring here the top five, a long time coming. Joey D, go ahead. You won, I believe, the last segment. I think I came in third, Mikey second. So you pick. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing our top five post-golf round drinks. So post-golf round drinks, you head on into the clubhouse, you go back home. What are you drinking? Let it rip.
I think there's a clear-cut number one, so I'm going to have to take the number one here. It's beer. I don't see a world where it's not beer. You're having a beer post-round with the boys. I think it's a no-brainer.
And then, Mikey, what are you taking? Are you going two or are you going three?
I'll take three, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, so if I'm going to go two, I'm going to go with the cocktail, and I'm going to go the one, the only. Give me the transfusion.
Yep. I'm going to take, give me a whiskey sour. Okay. I'll take a whiskey sour, and then I'll come around back with iced tea lemonade vodka. Iced tea lemonade vodka.
Iced tea lemonade vodka. Okay. How do you want to put that in the graphic? I'm fine with the pick.
Well, I mean, it's the JD, but I'm not going to say his name, but that's it's
you go with iced the JD.
JD.
I got no issue with that. Okay, back my way. Give me the Jack and Coke.
You got to say whiskey, Bob.
Okay, give me the whiskey and Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. I'll go with seltzers. So I'll go with seltzers. I think that those play.
Hard and then seltzers.
Like a hard seltzer. Yep. Yeah, like a vodka, tequila, whatever.
Yep.
And then I'll come back over. I'll do Bloody Marys.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Bloody Mary after that, especially if it's a morning round. The Mikey Beast. Yeah. 5 a.m. rounds.
Guy finishes it as the sun's coming up.
It's a great feeling. Got the rest of your day.
Okay. After that, give me tequila pineapple.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And now we head on over to Mikey V.
Give me a Moscow Mule.
That's a good one.
And then I'll take... a bourbon old fashioned.
Oh, that's very nice, Michael.
Hey. Okay, give me an azalea.
That's a great drink.
And I never think to order it enough.
You know what?
People know that? Like, if you go into a bar, do they know how to make those?
Yeah, it's vodka, pineapple, lemon, and
Lemon. Right? Yeah.
It's really good.
I don't think to order it enough.
Oh, it's really, really good. That's a good one. Is it me now?
You got two, Joe. Your last two.
Over to Joey Day we go.
I'm going to do some scotch, like a cigar and scotch with the boys. And then.
Cigar better not get put in that graphic. That's an unfair advantage.
I'm just saying it goes hand in hand.
Like, yes. I do agree.
Especially if it's like an evening round, you're sitting by the fire and like that goes a long way. And then for my last one, I'll do some wine. I'll do a nice, like it's a nice a Merlot play. Or like a Cab Sav, you know, like a some red wine with the boys, especially if you're doing dinner, you know, have some steak and wine.
Look, I might get shat on for this, but I got to take it. You don't have to go with a cocktail. Give me a soda at the end.
Just a regular soda, right?
Just give me a soda at the end of it. Yeah. And then I think we go, I think that's five there for me. And then we go back over to Mikey B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a gin and tonic as my last one.
That's a good one too, Mikey. Good that's play. A really good one.
Strong. I think that'll play well. Mikey, if you could go ahead and read the order, and then we'll close this puppy down, and on to college football we go.
Joe at one has beer, hard seltzers, Bloody Mary, scotch, wine. Bob has the transfusion at one, whiskey and Coke, tequila, pineapple, the azalea, which is vodka, pineapple, lemon, grenadine, and then soda, just a regular soda pop. And then I have whiskey sour, iced tea, lemonade, vodka, the JD, Moscow Mule, bourbon old fashioned, and a gin and tonic.
Okay.
Give me anybody's ball game.
Yeah. Game on there. And again, a big shout out to Wendy's for sponsoring that segment. Happy College Football Saturday, fellas. We hope all you folks enjoy. Thank you for tuning in. That's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.